Chapter 3. Clint saves Bucky from his best friend. It's a little fun. Notes. Warning. There is violence in this chapter. Well, well. If it isn't the dread pirate Hawkeye, Rumlow sneers, glaring down at Clint. Clint spits a gob of blood out of his mouth onto the deck at Rumlow's feet, grinning a bloody grin at the other man. That's me, he says cheerfully. How can I help you find gentlemen today? You can start by telling us your secret, Rumlow says, crouching down next to Wanda and wrapping a strand of her hair around his finger. I'm not entirely sure what you're referring to, Clint says pleasantly, giving a barely noticeable shake of his head when Pietro moves to protect his sister. Rumor is, Rumlow sneers, letting go of Wanda and standing up, that you know where to find the merfolk. Clint snorts. I don't know who's been filling your head with that crap, Rumlow, but the merfolk are a myth. They don't exist, and anyone who says they've seen one is lying. Then explain this, Rumlow says triumphantly, and he gestures over at his ship, to where his men are holding up a figure by its hair. Nothing to say? Rumlow asks smugly. Clint rolls his eyes. Nothing to say because I can't fucking see it, you clownfish. I'm not a goddamn bird. My eyesight ain't that good. Rumlow punches him. Right in the nose. There's a sickening crack as Clint's head snaps to the side and his nose breaks, a spray of blood hitting the deck. Bring it closer, Rumlow shouts, and his men do their best to get the mer over to Clint's ship without falling overboard. They don't manage very well, as the mer knocks one of them off the gangplank into the ocean, grinning ferally. I'm going to rip your guts out with my teeth, the mer cries, its voice getting louder as it gets closer. Rumlow's first mate, Rollins, throws it on the deck in front of Clint, sneering. Its hands are tied behind its back, and Rumlow takes a second to shove a gag into its mouth, muffling the furious shouts. You were saying, Rumlow says, planting his boot right into the mer's stomach. He. Clint's pretty sure the mer's a he. It has the same body type Bucky does. Folds in half with a grunt and spits up blood. Clearly, this isn't the first time he's been beaten. Well, I'll be damned, Clint drawls, looking the mer over. Congrats, Rumlow. You find yourself the idiot who pulled a mer out of the water. Rumlow kicks him in the stomach this time. Yay, variety. The fuck does that mean, Barton? Clint spits out more blood. It means, genius, that if you don't get it fully submerged in salt water within the next hour, it'll dry out, die, and be worth nothing. We've got a setup below decks that should work. Out of the corner of his eye, he sees Tasha slide out of her bonds and palm a knife. Not a chance, Barton, Rumlow scoffs. If you think I'm leaving this thing with you, you've got another thing coming. I will take your ship, though. Clint bares his teeth in a bloody snarl, pulling his arms free of the ropes Rumlow put him in and standing slowly. Thor and Bruce do the same, pulling themselves to their full, intimidating-as-hell height. Wanda and Pietro disappear, like Clint taught them. No matter what they think, they're just kids and have no business getting caught up in this sort of fight. Kate's nowhere to be seen either, and Clint hopes desperately that she's gone to protect the twins. Not a chance in Davy Jones' locker are you getting my ship, Rumlow. Rumlow laughs at him and draws his sword. What are you gonna do? Stop me? You and what army? Clint grins and spreads his arms wide. I don't need an army, Rumlow. I've got something better than that. The clang of a sword draws Rumlow's attention, and when he sees Natasha slitting Rollins' throat with a feral grin on her face, and the rest of his men either on their knees or dead, his face goes white. I've got a family, Clint snarls, and he flips a knife into his hand and stabs it straight through Rumlow's eye. The man sinks to his knees with a gurgle, dead before his head hits the ground. Aw, did you mean it, old man? Kate asks, bouncing up to him out of nowhere. Clint winks at her. Nah. He pulls the knife out of Rumlow's eye socket, wipes it on the dead man's shirt, and sticks it back into the holster. Eyeing Rumlow's men, none of whom will meet his gaze, he says, loot their ship, dump the corpses, and stick everyone who's still alive in their brig. See how long they last. Thor, Tasha, and Kate do as he says, heading over to what used to be Rumlow's ship. What about him? Bruce asks quietly, motioning towards the Myrrh. Clint crouches in front of the Myrrh, holding his hands out in front of him. Do you understand me? The Myrrh nods slowly, glaring at him. If I take off your gag, are you going to bite me? The Myrrh considers for a moment, then shrugs. Despite himself, Clint laughs. Fair enough. I'm going to take it out now, all right? After that, I'll untie your hands. He reaches out slowly, then yanks the gag from the Myrrh's mouth, narrowly avoiding getting his fingers bitten off. Don't come near me, you blobfish scum! Clint snorts. That's a new one. The Myrrh snarls at him. Look, do you want your hands untied or not? Fine, the Myrrh agrees, albeit grudgingly. Clint cuts off the rope, then backs away as the Myrrh rubs his wrists, glaring. Clint sighs. I'm Clint, he offers. Me and mine mean you no harm, and if you'll let our doctor look you over, we'll put you back in the ocean once he determines that you're okay. I'm not that kind of doctor, Bruce hisses. Clint ignores him. You're Clint? The Myrrh says, a shocked look on his face. Clint nods warily. Scale rot, the Myrrh curses. Bucky never mentioned you were a pirate. You know Bucky? Clint asks, surprised. Since I was a guppy, the Myrrh answers. I'm Steve. Bucky may have introduced me as Grant, the overprotective bastard. Huh, Clint says, sitting back on his heels. Small world. Not really, Steve says. Do you really have something that can stop me from drying out? Clint nods. Yeah, but I'll have to carry you to get you there. It's below decks. How do I know you're not going to kill me? Steve asks suspiciously. Clint barks a laugh, sweeping Steve into his arms. That's exactly what Bucky said. Steve's been in the tub for nearly 2 hours when Kate comes running into the room frantically. Hey, Clint? What's happening? Clint asks, immediately on alert. Kate doesn't get panicked, but she's panicking now. There's a whole bunch of merfolk in the water, and they've all got weapons and shit, and they're yelling that we stole their prince, and if we don't give him back, they're going to capsize our ship and kill us? Clint pinches the bridge of his nose. You wouldn't happen to be the prince, would you, Steve? He asks dryly, turning to face Steve. Steve waves sheepishly. There is a more than likely chance that I am, yes. Clint groans and picks Steve up, then starts walking toward the stairs. Maybe share that information next time, Steve. I'd hate to lose my ship over a misunderstanding. He stumbles, slamming into the wall as the Avenger rocks violently. What the fuck was that? He says flatly, speeding up. Steve winces. They're trying to capsize you. Well, make them stop, Clint says as they reach the rail, and then he tosses Steve overboard, holding in his laughter at Steve's yelp of surprise. A few tense minutes pass, and then Steve's head pops above water, a smile on his face. They're sorry for the trouble, and you're free to go, he calls up to them, then waves and dives back underwater. Definitely not my favorite merman, Clint says to himself, shaking his head. Well, I should hope not, a familiar voice says from the water. Clint looks down, a grin spreading across his face. Bucky, he cries, shedding his weapons and shirt and diving into the water. Surfacing, he shoves his wet hair out of his eyes and grins at Bucky. Hi, he breathes. Hi, Clint, Bucky says, amused. I missed you, Clint blurts. Bucky blinks at him, then a soft smile spreads over his face. I missed you too. They tread water in silence for a minute or two, and then... Thanks for rescuing Steve, Bucky says. Idiot went and got himself caught trying to free a sea turtle from a trap. Was above water before I could do anything. Glad I could help, Clint says honestly. Was nice to meet another Myrrh. Now I know that you're my favorite. Bucky blushes, grinning. You're my favorite human, he says softly. Clint grins at him bashfully. You saved me the trouble of having to come and get him myself. I'm really glad they didn't capsize your ship. Me too, Clint says. They're drifting closer together, their fingers nearly brushing when a head pops out of the water, startling them both. So this is the human you won't shut up about, the new Myrrh says, examining Clint. What makes him so special? Bucky sighs. Clint, this is Tony. I've known him since we were guppies as well. Unfortunately. Unfortunately? What do you mean, unfortunately? Tony squawks. Clint can tell he's gearing up for a full rant, but he's cut off when Steve pops up, apologizes, and drags Tony underwater again. "I'd love to stay and chat, Clint, but it's migration season," Bucky says apologetically. "They won't wait long, and I promised my sister I'd tow her along the currents." "It's okay, Bucky," Clint says. "We seem to be fated to keep meeting, so I'm sure we'll see each other again." "I sure hope so," Bucky says, tucking a strand of hair behind his ear. "I like seeing you." "I like seeing you too, Bucky," Clint says, grinning. They tread water in silence for a moment longer. Then, before Clint can react, Bucky darts in close and kind of brushes his nose along Clint's cheek. Whatever it means, Bucky's gone before Clint can ask, and he finds himself being lifted back onto his ship in a daze. "Are you all right, Clint?" Thor booms. "You look stricken." "Everything's fine, buddy," Clint says distractedly, fighting to keep his hand from tracing the path of Bucky's nose. "Right as rain."